Been involved with the club for the last 3 years. I really didn't take direct control of what goes on, etc. It's a business that now I've learned a lot about, and I want to try to put my business skills, my commercial skills into action here and be involved in the day-to-day running of the club.
It's a big decision on your behalf and on what you're trying to achieve as well, I guess.
Yeah, it is. But look, at the end of the day, we've got a three-year plan, and you know, I'm not speaking badly of the people who were in the club, who will still be in the club, maybe employed under a different, with a different role. But I think my direct involvement here is something I feel very comfortable with. It's something that I could add to the club and to help the club move forward.
Tim Sheens, I think you've got on record already as saying that he is the key to the whole process and arguably the best signing you've made since you've been involved with Salford Red Devils.
And I'll say that again. Yeah, he is the biggest signing that we've made. And I think I wish I knew enough about rugby league, and I knew him well enough then to convince him to come over. It wasn't, you know, it's not every day you get the opportunity to call the Australian Rugby League as a mate of yours, and he became a mate over the years. I've met him 3 years, and when I talked to him and sold him the vision, and again, he's, you know, like the Mitsubishi story, he believes in what we try to do here, and he's a huge person to have around the club in terms of his expertise, in terms of convincing the right people to come to the club as well. And what we're seeing a great deal of now, Jack, is definitely players coming to the club to play for the club and getting paid less than they used to, right? Where in the past we paid inflated salaries to players to entice them to come to the club. Now, Tim is the name people that want to, you know, entice them, and they're truly coming here to play for the club.
One player who's been and gone now from Salford, of course, he's joined Lee Centurions, is Rangi Chase. It's been on the cards for some time. He was not entirely vociferous, but certainly expressed his concern about the Salford, the way the club was being run. I mean, the bottom line is he didn't enjoy it here at all.
That's strange to hear. Why you're saying that? It's it is true that at the club, especially when Tim came back, everybody has to be treated the same, regardless who you are. Yeah. You are like everybody else. If you don't like it, and all of a sudden you don't like the Salford environment, well, Salford have changed. They can't accommodate individual players. We can't accommodate selfish people who just want to play for themselves and want to run the joint as their own. You are one player amongst 30 others, and you have to respect the club and its rules like everybody else. Now, if you don't like it and you want to go, fine. You know, in the case of Rangi Chase, he expressed a desire to want to leave the club back in July, to which I have agreed to let him go, and without even a transfer fee being payable. And I think they've probably spoken to a number of clubs. Nobody came in for him at the time.
Will your approach be different? Because you've learned an awful lot in a very short space of time. If you're going to become the chief executive of Salford Red Devils, does your approach become different?
Well, let me just clarify that, right? By me becoming the chief executive of Salford, I have no input whatsoever on the rugby side. What we have Tim Sheens, and he is the director of rugby. He makes all the decisions of rugby. My role is entirely on the management side, the commercial side, right, marketing and finance, right, which could be any business, not just Salford. It's the same approach, right, I'll take with my other businesses. In terms of rugby, I assure everybody out there, I have no involvement in the boss, as I call him, and he is the boss.